Testing mic check 1, 2. This is Coach Chris, and for this topic I'm going to be talking about yang / masculine energy. And this is going to be off of, for those that may not know or know briefly, yin and yang energy. Now I've decided to talk about yang energy because, well, I'm in Florida, and I'm going to be able to enjoy more yang energy, since I'm definitely going to secretly admit that I was more yin, more feminine, more negative, because of a lot of external factors over there. So let this episode be helpful for those, for example, not having enough yang energy. This can go for so many people. This can be people confused with their sexuality. This can be people confused with missing factors or gaps in their lives. I also understand how winter, being in cold months, coming from New York, is a time where self-reflection, hibernation, contemplation, and all that self-reflecting comes into, of answer seeking. And so what do I mean by yang or masculine? Well, there's so many definitions around it. So for example, there's positive charge, or there's the white and the light and the day and the sun. These are examples of things that I know that I've needed more in my life, so hence why I've come to Florida to live the tropical lifestyle where there's sun beaming at my face. Again, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm not here to create jealousy. I'm here to inspire and motivate and fuel you to get more, for example, positivity, light, white, day, sun. Now, other than these factors, there's also fire and heat. So finding a way to keep yourselves warm, finding yourselves to get this element into your lives is very critical. Here is an example of things that I did. I used to buy candles and light them up. Now, there's also another secret behind getting a candle. There's aromatherapy included in that. So why do I share this? Aromatherapy, the benefits of scents, smelling. Well, frankly, there is something connected through smell with our memories. So if you can take yourself to, for example, a Michael's and going to buy maybe your favorite scented candles. I know for me, I enjoy lavender. It can bring a peace of mind or soothing to your body, because that's one way to get in touch with your body. That's one way to get out of your head, to get some stress out or released. And besides this, how can you get more yang energy if you've already gotten enough of these? Well, there's also dryness, and there's also the seasons, the summer and the spring, which will be coming around later. There's also being vibrant and obvious, so maybe being more, speaking on behalf of things that you've been holding back. Maybe this is a time for you to be vibrant and honest to other individuals. Maybe this is the perfect opportunity for you to call somebody that you've been missing, that you love. I know I have to make a phone call today. I will call her later on. Then there's also being direct and straight. Some ways also being direct and straight is maybe getting into some journaling. This is a wonderful platform that I'm using, that I would hope you guys would be able to use as well, to voice bring out your voice to others, bring out these messages to soothe others. There's also, of course, being hard and solid. I know a lot of people in New York are very hard, and it just stresses them out. So, for example, being hard is being firm and standing up for yourself. Other than this, being solid is, for example, building some muscle, getting some body parts maybe that you want to build up, or that some exercises that maybe you're weak on. I know for me, ever since I was doing 1 year of Amazon, it definitely, I threw out my back. So I've been practicing how to build my upper body more by doing more, for example, pull-ups and dead hangs. So get creative, you know. Maybe you want more pushing in your life. Maybe you need more push. Push yourself. Get some push-ups done. Get some dips done. Get some planks in. Those are examples. Get some prowlers in. Some prowler walks. Phenomenal full body workout. Get that muscle in there. Also, as word as activity and movement. You know, maybe you're bored in your room. Maybe rearrange your furniture. Change up your room. I would do this multiple times in the season, and it was, it's just so soothing. You declutter, you throw things out that you didn't need it, having more space in your place, in your sanctuary. So this would also change the energy, hence energetic and movement. So then there's fast and there's lively. Now, fast and lively, how do I be fast and lively in the cold winter? There's multiple ways. For me, being fast, I would basically listen to some music while I would shower and just dance the hell out of it. Because you got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up, you've got to pump it up. Lively, just talk about the amazing things that just bring joy out of you. Thrive off of it, just let it completely, like, go into your body. Get out of your head. Other things, other than movement and energetic and fast and lively, there's also backside. Backside. Backside, right side, external, exterior. So maybe getting a new look, maybe getting some new clothes, maybe changing your hairstyle. Open spaces, hence what I was talking about with the room. Physical, getting movement in. Now, this one is a tricky one. This one talks about odd numbers. So getting some odd numbers into you. So maybe this is one. Maybe this is getting back in touch with yourself. This is an example of being selfish. Because think of it like the brief example of being in an airplane. Before you put a mask on another, you have to help yourself first. So look out for number one. Maybe get into some threes. Here's an example that I'm not very proud of, but I can definitely vouch for having some sort of impact in relationships. I'm being so used to being the third wheel. Also, because I've had my fair share of embracing people for their relationships, their marriages, and that can also help them change perspectives as I would normally compliment people when they're together. So maybe in threes. And it's also very hard to put yourself as the third person, the third wheel. That's an example of something that maybe you can do. Something else, you know, invite two of your best friends and have them together. I'm gonna make some new best friends here, so it's in time that I'll be in that. And let's see, what else is there? There's logic. So getting straight to the facts, being real. There's using things, having tools, hence for example, tools for life. This is my platform to help hopefully soothe some clarity into your mind. Or some soothing to your body. Maybe your body's feeling stress, and hope that the sound of my voice would be helpful enough. Giving, give in to others. Give others. Not give in. Not give it. Excuse me. Give to others. I've been giving my best to, for example, coworkers, just allowing them to get a piece of me in terms of what I'm about, what I can offer, my positivity, and my life, my perspective on life. And this is also helping me practice low pitch, which is another form of yang energy. And to be quick and brief, in case I went, maybe I lost you with some words on how to be more in touch with your yang masculine energy. Again, this can be either for the females or for the males, because in all, we both need yin and yang in order to be complete. So, from the top, yang, masculine, positive charge, white, light, day, the sun, fire, heat, dryness, summer, spring, vibrant, obvious, direct, straight, hardness, solidity, activity, movement, energetic, fast, lively, backside, right side, external, exterior, open spaces, physical, odd numbers, logic, usage, loud, giving, life, lower pitches. And this was Coach Chris. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Tools for life, and peace.